Are you aware? Relax. Remembering that it's not actually very difficult to be aware. Can you recognize a natural awareness? Are you aware? It's more of a recognition to notice the awareness. It's not really something we can search for. And so relax. Are you aware? And what is obvious? Receiving. Receiving experience. The continuity or the establishment of mindfulness, recognition of awareness being more continuous. This is not something we can just do, make happen. But we can support some conditions. We can encourage conditions that support this continuity. And how we make effort is an important support for continuity. Different times, different levels of effort will be supportive. As Alexis said yesterday, we can't just have a mechanical way to meditate. We need to be responsive to the conditions. And so sometimes the effort, there needs to be a frequency of effort, of remembering to connect. And in this simple way, am I aware? Awareness. Is awareness present? And what is obvious? Reminding yourself to be aware. Just the light touch of reminding, not a heavy tightness, relaxed, aware of what? Like the tapping for the momentum of the scooter. Sometimes with the effort, it's helpful to really connect with the objects clearly that can support knowing that you're aware. And maybe even sometimes actually directing the attention, picking an object for even a few moments. Right, that's what it's like to be aware. And then letting go and receiving again. Are you aware? What is obvious? As there is a little more stability, sometimes we can just check into the awareness lightly and not need to try to connect so much with the objects. Just checking in aware. Aware and trusting the objects to take care of themselves. Relax, remembering a light touch. Maybe it's not so much of a checking, am I aware, but more of a recognition, already aware, appreciating, already aware. Maybe there's not much to do. Just recognize. Already aware. Maybe you are already aware. And naturally knowing experience. And then, of course, it's helpful to recognize when awareness begins to weaken or kind of begin to drift. That recognition, essentially, of with the scooter analogy, noticing when the scooter gets wobbly, we can begin to recognize when awareness gets a little disconnected. And then just a kind of reconnection. Aware? Am I aware? Remembering awareness. Sometimes in that drifty space, a space where it's feeling like not sure if we're aware, just check in first. Am I aware? And maybe see if there are experiences that you're knowing. There is sound. There is body sensation being known. And yet it is possible that the mindfulness, the awareness is connecting to a more diffuse experience. Maybe a sense of spaciousness or calm or fogginess or scatteredness. We're just checking in. Are you aware? You don't have to know or be really clear about what awareness knows. But we do need to become more familiar with the experience of awareness itself, so that we know when we are aware, even if we're not clear about the objects. Are you aware? As there's a little more stability of awareness, we can allow curiosity to support the continuity. It's less that we're checking in, am I aware, but more just interested, curious, what's this experience? The feeling of sitting in the curiosity. Almost as if our entire being were a question mark. What's this? Listening, receiving, curious. I find a couple of questions useful for me particularly, aside from the ones that we've pointed to. The what's this is the basic one. What's this? And then, is there something else happening? Is there something I'm missing? What am I not seeing? Just curious. Almost by its definition, we can't look for what we can't see. And so allowing the curiosity, something willing to show up, something new willing to show itself, like those shy forest creatures that will only come out when you sit very still and quietly, patiently. What's this? What else is happening right now? What is the truth of this moment? It can be so simple. Just this awareness, receiving body sensations, sound, maybe visual images, seeing if your eyes are open, maybe emotions or moods, thoughts. Arising, being known, changing, passing away. Just the simplicity of connecting with what's the only thing that we can know, truly know, our present moment experience.